Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And I'm your lovely guide, Elissa Walker Campbell. Remember, we absolutely love hearing from all of our listeners across the country. You can join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports, or why not email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And look who is back once again, my favorite elf, who is always helping us out each and every week, our producer. And that, of course, is the great Andy Pondillo, one of the rising stars right here at YSR. Good evening, Andy. It's nice to have you back.
I'm excited to be back, and I hope I'm taller than most elves.
And a whole lot smarter. Well, listen, okay, so many off-season moves. It just continues, and let's head out, Andy. Let's pick up where our conversation left off last week, but I want to talk to you about the AL East, because the Blue Jays, I mean, they certainly have a lot of power at the plate, and they have, would you think, maybe perhaps one of the most potent offenses in the league?
It's definitely one of the most top-heavy offenses we've seen in the last couple years, not just this year, but in the last couple years, and the Red Sox have matched that nicely. You look at the Blue Jays lineup, they subtract Melky Cabrera as he heads to the White Sox. Why Melky would not want to stay in that situation in Toronto, I'm unsure, but I guess the White Sox may have offered a couple more million dollars. You look at this, when you have a middle of the order now with Josh Donaldson coming over to play third base, Jose Bautista, Josh Donaldson, Edwin Encarnacion, people like hitting in Toronto for some reason. Josh was already one of the best hitting, probably the best hitting third baseman in Major League Baseball. Now he joins that group. Every player is accelerated when you bat in a lineup like that. When you have someone behind you that can protect you, someone that can pick up the RBI opportunities when you don't come through, it just eases it a little bit. Josh Donaldson did play in a very good lineup in Oakland last year with Cespedes behind him, but this lineup just takes it to another level. Very strong looking order, and it's all set up with the leadoff man Jose Reyes at the top. He has to stay healthy. We say this every single year when you talk about Jose Reyes. Can he stay healthy? He never really is, but if you get 120 to 140 games out of him, I think this lineup still has enough to be one of the top three in the majors.
And Reyes is what makes this offense complete, doesn't he?
Yes, exactly. You need that top of the order guy. Without Melky Cabrera now, there's going to be a lot more put on Jose to produce what he did back with the Mets, and he can. Jose Reyes is one of the most dynamic players in baseball when he's healthy, but he just never is. So if he can put together a three-fourths of a good season, I think that'll be enough to make this Toronto Blue Jay lineup really go. When you look at the AL East, it's interesting that there is no team that even appears close to complete. A lot of teams, when you look at the Red Sox, you look at the Blue Jays, Orioles, teams that can definitely mash and hit the ball, but who has a deep pitching staff? There's a lot of what-ifs of these pitching staffs. Right now, I give the edge to the Blue Jays. If it stays as is with all these teams in the AL East, no more additions are made, no one's picking up James Shields, I'm going to go Toronto Blue Jays to win the division.
Okay, our YSR producer, Andy Pondillo, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. There continues to be so many off-season moves that are taking place. You're talking about the Blue Jays in terms of the additions. What about subtractions? Who would you like to see go away or perhaps go somewhere else?
When it comes to just AL East in general, I would like to see some of these teams take a risky move and go for some pitching. Now, that's easier said than done because pitching isn't easy to come by. Sometimes you got to give up prospects. Sometimes you got to maneuver your starting lineup and you subtract a big bat that maybe you wish you would have had once a few guys go down with injury. I think the Oakland Athletics could attest to that when they traded Cespedes. And that moves me to Cespedes, who was traded from the Red Sox to the Tigers to get Rick Porcello. They try to bolster up their staff a little more there with the starting rotation. It already looks a bit thin. So I would look for one of these teams in the American League East to try and make a move to get some pitching. The Orioles, they lost a lot of guys over there. They're going to have to depend on Manny Machado to come back. They're going to have to depend on Chris Davis to come back from his suspension and be what he was. Yet, you're still depending on Chris Tillman to be an ace. And I don't know if that's an ace-caliber pitcher. All of these teams, they have a lot of pluses. It could be a division where everybody wins right around 80 games or more, but is anyone a true postseason competitor? I don't know if they are unless they're able to make some moves. I think that they either need to make a trade now, or in the Red Sox or Blue Jays case, I think they're the two top teams in the division. They're going to have to make a move at some point during the season if they can't now. If they truly think they can get past the first round, they'll have to.
Okay, it's our MLB news and notes as we go one-on-one and around the horn with Andy Pondillo at YSR. Andy, tell all the listeners across the country once again where they can check out your stuff online.
And they can always check me out at climbingtowelshill.com. Astro Chat is the podcast. We talk Houston Astros baseball.
Okay, the Red Sox, they look to pose, I would say, to make another playoff run, but it's really going to be limited, isn't it, Andy? Unless they add, they've got to add some significant pitching. They got to get some help.
Well, they struck out trying to get John Lester back. A lot of people figured they would. They were right in it to the end trying to get Lester a year back. They were trying to get him to an extension before he got to free agency, forced to trade him to Oakland, but it all works out in this weird pattern where they traded him to Oakland, they get Cespedes, and then they sign Hanley, they sign Sandoval, and then they are able to trade Cespedes over to the Tigers and get Rick Porcello. Now, Rick Porcello, a far cry from John Lester, but you got to figure he's probably the strongest pitcher they have going into the top of the season. You know, you really don't know what you're going to get out of Clay Buchholz, Wade Miley, a nice addition. Really, the rotation isn't bad. The rotation is enough for them to compete. I look at them and the Blue Jays in the same little area right here. They have a rotation where it's enough to compete. They both have fabulous offenses, but what are they going to do to get over that hump? What happens if one of their pitchers go down? They don't have the depth necessary. So I look for the Red Sox to be in the top three in the league and run scored. I look for them to be in contention all the way into the last week. It all just depends what they get out of those starters as to where they ultimately fall.
Hey, we are so glad you made it a point to join us over the past 2 hours at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Going one-on-one, picking the brain of Andy Pondillo. He is our baseball guru around here. And one of the things we didn't get into last week, Andy, I want to talk to you about was the Mariners adding the addition of Nelson Cruz. What kind of impact is he going to be able to make?
Well, the Mariners are going to be a strong team all around. I look for them to actually be one of the two best teams in all of the American League, not just the American League West. The Mariners, they put together a strong showing last year. And I had to be a little skeptical about the Mariners. I really didn't know what they were going to get from their lineup. Now, their lineup still, to me, ranks about seventh in the American League, might move up to sixth, but it goes from a lineup that had tons of holes to a lineup that maybe only has a few holes with an excellent starting pitcher, starting rotation. I mean, this starting rotation is as good as it gets, led by King Felix. It's James Paxton, the young guy. Taiwan Walker, who we talked about as one of their top prospects, right, could even be traded because of the depth they have in their starting rotation, and a great leader in Robinson Cano. A lot of players love to gravitate towards Robinson. You can say what you want about the contract. They might have went a little overboard the back end of that contract. He may be getting severely overpaid, but he is a good leader, and to have Nelson Cruz now batting behind him, you have Seager, who probably moves to the five slot. They have a very formidable 3-4-5, just like we talked about with the Blue Jays. Not quite as strong when it comes to the raw power hitting in that big ballpark. Top of the order, still a little questionable what you're going to get out of the 1-2 positions, but it's a start with the power in the middle of the order, the strong rotation. They've got two of the biggest facets you need for a playoff contending team. They got two huge things solved. Now they can try and figure the rest out. And there really just is, there's very few complete teams in the American League. I think the Mariners are one of the closest to it.
Well, one of my observations is there is so much power, Andy, in the American League. And this is just going to be such a dynamic lineup.
Oh, it's going to be great. I want to see what these guys can do, but with any team, you got some old legs out there, you got some old arms out there. Will they stay healthy? That is always going to be the question. And what is Seager going to do after having a huge year? He gets the $100 million contract over at third base, a guy that could be very productive for the Mariners, but it's also just 1 year. Does he come back and have the same type of production he had last year? It all looks good in theory. A lot of these teams, it always looks good in theory. They're going to have 110 RBI. You know they just will in that lineup, but they still have to play the games, and that's what makes baseball great is, you know, one guy 1 year, he's an MVP. The next year, he's barely in the starting lineup. The guy who was barely in the starting lineup last year is the MVP. So there's always going to be surprises to be had. As of right now, the Mariners are my favorite team in the American League West.
Oh, we love having him on with us from on occasion. That is Andy Pondillo, our YSR producer and our go-to guy when we talk about MLB. And I promise, hey, we're just going to continue these conversations because, Andy, there's been so much that continues to take place in the winter meetings aftermath. So we'll talk to you next week, too, okay?
Sounds great.
Special thank you to all of our outstanding guests and lineup, Trent Johnson, TCU's head men's basketball coach, Motez Bashar, sports writer, author, and blogger, Terry Miners, radio host with WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment, and Mark Spears, NBA writer with Yahoo Sports. I'm Alyssa Walker-Campbell encouraging you, don't you dare drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.